Members of Congress from the Carolinas were divided, mostly along party lines, when they voted early Friday morning on a two-year federal budget agreement. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Most Republicans supported the plan, which boosts military spending and includes another $125 million in aid for areas of North Carolina still recovering from Hurricane Matthew in 2016. Most Democrats opposed it, in part because it doesn't resolve the fate of young immigrants known as Dreamers. Senate leaders have promised to vote on immigration reforms next week, as Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina noted during debate on the bill carried by C-SPAN.
The one thing I can tell you today, in the next 24 hours, we're going to end the nightmare for the military. And next week, we'll take up solutions to help the DREAM Act population and secure our borders.
But there's no guarantee the House will take up the issue. That was a sticking point for Democratic House members such as Alma Adams of Charlotte and David Price of Chapel Hill. Both support parts of the bill, such as money for hurricane relief and other domestic programs, but they were reluctant to vote for the bill without assurance of a House vote on immigration reforms. Republican Representative Robert Pittenger applauded the military spending increase, and he said the plan addresses other priorities, including $6 billion to fight the opioid crisis and extending the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Another supporter was Republican Patrick McHenry, who's the party's chief deputy whip. He said it boosts defense spending that hasn't kept pace as the world has become a more dangerous place. On the Senate side, Republican Tom Tillis noted that neither side got everything it wanted. He says the deal includes about $100 million in disaster recovery funds and $25 million in highway funding for areas hit by Hurricane Matthew and flooding. Tillis used his own speech to talk about what he sees as next steps, fixing DACA, including a path to citizenship for Dreamers, and improving border security. Fellow Republican Richard Burr joined Tillis in celebrating the hurricane relief, but he actually voted against the budget. A spokeswoman said Burr, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, opposed a provision that he says limits the powers of Congress to oversee intelligence spending. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.